One of architecture's most important buildings will be sold today at auction. Ludwig Mies van der Rohe's Farnsworth House is a tiny glass pavilion in the woods on the banks of the Fox River, about 50 miles southwest of Chicago. Many who admire the modernist icon are worried that the buyer will move it to a new site. They say that detaching the house from its intended setting would destroy its artistic integrity. The National Trust for Historic Preservation will be a bidder, but is short of money. Chicago Public Radio's Edward Lifson reports.
You drive past the suburbs, the exurbs, and the vanishing cornfields outside of Chicago to get to the Farnsworth House. Park your car in the woods, turn around, and in autumn, with no leaves on the trees, you see it right away. A perfect glass box hovering between two white planes of steel. The white contrasts with nature. The four glass walls reflect the trees a little, but they also let you see right through the house, so it sort of melts away. And it all seems to float because the floor is about 5 feet over the floodplain, lifted up by short white steel beams. Pritzker Prize for Architecture laureate, the Australian Glenn Murcutt, stands before this work in awe.
It's a remarkable work to think that it's 50 years old. I can't believe it wasn't designed yesterday or even tomorrow. It's the most exciting thing to come to such a building. And in its site, it is so an architecture of here. The outlook to the river, the floating quality of it, it is very specific to this place. It is extraordinarily beautiful. Influential beyond anything that one could believe.
This little glass pavilion, that's only about 79 feet by 22, was designed by the German-born architect Mies van der Rohe, or Mies, about 1946 to 51. A Chicago doctor, Edith Farnsworth, commissioned it as a weekend retreat. Mies had left Nazi Germany and moved to Chicago. He's credited with originating boxy steel and glass high-rises, like his famous Seagram's building in New York, and he designed the still-elegant Barcelona chair that's seen in so many corporate lobbies. But it's in his design for the Farnsworth House that Mies crystallized revolutionary 20th-century thought on the role of the house, the meaning of privacy, and the role of nature in our lives. Inside the single interior space, you wake up in the east, watch the river flow in the south while the sun passes, you cook in the north, read in the west, all with the low ceiling forcing your view out to nature. It is a site-specific work, says Glenn Murcutt.
You couldn't move it from here. This is its place. This is its home. This is where it belongs. I mean, to move it would be ridiculous. Could anybody think of such a silly thing? The government mustn't allow it to move. I mean, that would be America gone mad. Fully mad.
No local, state, or federal laws protect the Farnsworth House from being moved. Bids start at $4.5 million. It comes with 58 acres of land. The current owner, Lord Peter Palumbo, a real estate tycoon from London, bought it just over 30 years ago from Edith Farnsworth. Palumbo's selling due to ill health. He has taken excellent care of the house. He spent a lot of money to restore it after terrible flooding, and he negotiated for 20 months with the state of Illinois to sell it to them. He thought he had a deal. But a couple of years ago, when the state found itself with a budget deficit and the current governor was elected, the deal was off. So Palumbo turned to Sotheby's Auction House. Stuart Siegel is president and CEO of Sotheby's International Realty, which will auction the house today.
One of the great things about the entire late 20th century, as you know, has been transport, being able to move. So do I think this building should be moved? I can't answer that for you because I have my client's interest that I have to advocate for. And he has made a decision to say, I would hope that I can use a carrot and not a stick to get somebody to be a responsible custodian of the building.
Siegel says that the house should be in a rural setting, but that it doesn't really matter which one. The presumed half a dozen or so bidders are said to all be from the U.S. Nearly all refuse to promise they won't move it. Sotheby's marketed the house as a work of art. You buy it as you would buy a sculpture, and you put it where you will. One group that will bid and says it would keep the house where it is and open it to the public is the Landmarks Preservation Council of Illinois, in tandem with the National Trust for Historic Preservation. They've each ponied up about $1 million, and they have several million more for their bid. Leading the money-raising for them is the former CEO of the Sara Lee Corporation and the chairman of the Art Institute of Chicago, John Bryan.
Oh, I'm very worried. I'm very worried. There have been trophy hunters and people who have negotiated with the aim of moving it to their resort in another location. There are people who've looked at it to move it to their backyard. The transportability is what we fear mostly.
Bryan and his international group of powerful people in the arts are trying to publicly stigmatize anyone who would move the house. Yesterday, they got Illinois' governor and the House Republican leader to issue a statement saying the house should stay in state. Legislators could use red tape to make it difficult to move. Maybe it's too soon to fully appreciate the 52-year-old Farnsworth House. But to Charles Jenks, who writes on landscape, architecture, and philosophy, a few centuries from now, the Farnsworth would teach people about who we were in the 20th century.
To many people, especially architects, it represents the ultimate spiritual experience. It's built so with such rigor, and as a proposition, it's rather what the pyramid was to the ancient Egyptians.
Sotheby's will auction the Farnsworth this afternoon. For National Public Radio in Kendall County, near Plano, Illinois, I'm Edward Lifson.